March 8, 1921, with her love, the Virgin called the Word to incarnate himself in her womb. With her love, and by fusing herself in the divine will, Louisa calls the divine will to have life on earth within her. While praying, I was fusing all of myself in the divine will, and my sweet Jesus came out from within my interior, and throwing his arm around my neck, told me, "My daughter, with her love, with her prayers, with her annihilation, my mama called me from heaven to earth, to incarnate myself in her womb. You, with your love, and with your continuous dissolving of yourself in my volition, will call my will to have life on earth within you. And then you will give me life in other creatures. However, know that as my mama called me from heaven to earth inside her womb, since the act she did was a unique act, which will never be repeated again, I enriched her with all graces. I endowed her with so much love as to make her surpass the love of all creatures united together. I gave her primacy in the privileges, in the glory, in everything. I could say that the whole of the Eternal One reduced himself to one single point, and poured himself upon her in torrents, in immense seas. So much so, that all remained below her. As you call my will unto yourself, this too is a unique act, therefore, for the decorum of my will which must dwell in you, I must pour in you so much grace, so much love, as to make you surpass all other creatures. And since my will has supremacy over all, and is eternal, immense, infinite, I must communicate this to the one in whom the life of my will must have its beginning and completion, endowing and enriching her with the same qualities of my will, giving her supremacy over all. My eternal volition will take the past, the present and the future. It will reduce them to one single point, and will pour them into you. My will is eternal, and wants to have life there where it finds eternity. It is immense, and wants life in the immensity. It is infinite, and wants to find infinity. How can I find all of this, if I do not pour it in you before? On hearing this, I was frightened and terrified. If I wrote this, it is because obedience imposed itself, and I said, "Jesus, what are you saying? You really want to confuse me and humiliate me to the dust. I feel that I cannot even tolerate what you are saying. I feel a terror that frightens all of me." And he added, "What I say to you will serve to myself. It is necessary for the sanctity and dignity of my will. I do not lower myself to reside where I do not find the things that belong to me. You will be nothing other than the depository of such a great good, which you must keep jealously. Therefore, pluck up courage, and do not fear."